It's now time for We the People, written and presented by Kent Bailey, an independent commentator speaking on local, state and national issues that affect us all.
Good day to you. After World War II, Australia entered into the 1951 Refugee Convention. This was to help cope with millions of displaced people, especially from Europe and England. On the face of it, it was reasonable at the time. However, we are still signatories to the agreement, while times have changed and our own unique culture has emerged. Our parents fought for the freedom and cohesive society we enjoy today, and Anzac Day is testimony to this for many, but not for all. The growing selective and frankly destructive emerging divide is best illustrated by the recent utterance of a young Muslim woman from Sudan and her vile disrespect for Anzac Day. Appearing on the ABC, she was hired apparently because she was black and a Muslim. So in other words, most of us could not have got the job. Her name is Yasmin Abdel Magid, and she is 26. One would have thought all refugees and immigrants would respect our culture and beliefs, and one would have expected the ABC not to deliberately be racist against us. Are we the country which doesn't care for our own folk? And sadly, I think we are. To further establish the reason for this narrative, allow me to reflect for a moment on a wonderful charity based in Tweed Heads called You Have a Friend. John Lee is the founder and stalwart behind this charity and gives enormous time every day to help those in desperate need. An army of dedicated anonymous volunteers help behind the scenes, as is the Australian way. A few years ago, at John's suggestion, I went out on evening runs with him to see for myself the work he does and the plight of many Australians. On a winter's night in the park at Mwillimbah, I watched as shadowy figures emerged from the cold and came to enjoy a hot evening meal. In the centre of the park, a little boy played in the frosty grass, and I asked John who he was, and he identified him as David, being about 5 years old. I asked where he and his mother lived, and John pointed to an old Commodore station wagon, and my heart broke. That image of young David is burnt into my soul, and I have never forgotten what I saw. Things were even worse in Mwillimbah for the homeless since the recent floods, where Centrelink was so desperate they were telling people to get a tent and pitch it where they could. So many forgotten people and so many tragic stories, sleeping rough and so many being fed by charities like You Have a Friend. Now, recently, the federal government agreed to an out-of-court settlement of $70 million for illegal refugees held on Manus Island. These people tried to enter Australia by boat, as encouraged by Labor, and in an attempt to protect our borders, Prime Minister Howard, followed by the current coalition, arranged holding camps for these people outside Australia. They were housed and provided with medical care and fed well, and all the time while young David at Mwillimbah struggled. It's time for Australia to leave the outdated 1951 Refugee Convention and take it on ourselves to deal with legitimate refugees as best we can afford. One size doesn't fit all, and our primary goal as a country must first to be to our own people. Australia currently gives over $4 billion a year to other countries, and we borrow that just to give it away. My father taught me to look after the pennies and the pounds look after themselves. So how on earth does borrowing money on behalf of all Australians to give away to other countries make any sense? And it and the legacy it leaves our children and grandchildren will be catastrophic as middle-class Australia collapses. When the Titanic sank, there were not enough lifeboats, so people were overloading the boats in a compassionate attempt to save as many as possible. But what happens when the lifeboat is low in the water and up to its gunwales? Then any more people or the slightest wave will sink the lifeboat and all will perish. So it is with this global notion of saving everyone from the many disastrous things that happen. Don't we owe the first seats in the lifeboats to our own people? Shouldn't we make sure immigrants understand and agree with our way of life before coming here and not misuse the freedom we offer? The politicians in Canberra and the state and in local government all just got a pay rise, whereas young David didn't, and I would rather it all go to those who need help within Australia. Our various governments are now slaves to political correctness and artful at patronising at the direct expense of we the people. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.